Paul, what happened in the second that where you guys lost control of that game?
Well, I don't know how many games you've seen that goes from this. We're not expecting it to be 9-3 after three. You know, they got a little bit better. Shots are 12-9 for us. They got some territorial advantage possibly. They got on the forecheck, and we stopped being able to move things easily. You know, things got a lot harder for us. Not even so much necessarily their pressure, just how we moved the puck. We slowed down a little. Our feet and our hands got a little slow there, and it cost us some time.
Was it their experience that brought them back in?
No, I think it was their goaltender. We kept them in. I mean, it's a 2-0 period in the second, but it's an even period in a lot of ways. I thought they were better at times in the third. He made some big saves at critical times, and we were struggling there a little bit. We looked like we got some miles on us.
Is it a case of maybe having to play a full 60? You guys feel like in the third period, maybe two shots, three shots on goal?
Yeah, maybe tonight you want it, but be careful about how much permanence you put on each game. You know, we played six straight fantastic full-on periods and came out and gave a seventh, and I think the second is even in a lot of ways. But we were struggling to find some legs there in the third. We couldn't find them.
Alex left the game after
the
second.
Upper body.
Any update on
that? Not until tomorrow.
Sure.
I won't know until tomorrow.
Nick Ehlers had a number of good chances tonight. Wasn't able to put anything in. As a coach, do you say anything to him or just?
Well, not putting him in tonight's not an issue. That happens to every shooter. What we're dealing with Nicky, that this has been a theme. I mean, he's been in alone probably more than any other guy on our team, and there's not a lot of ease to. He's not getting. It's not coming off a stick the way he wants it, I don't think, and he's pressing a little bit, but there's not much you can give a guy on breakaways. You know, he's getting them. He's getting in tight. The goalies have made some good saves on him. He's had a couple come off his stick probably the way he doesn't want him to, but stay with it and try to stay positive in your game. He's in his second year of his National Hockey League career. Might be. He had a stretch of games last year in the middle part where he wasn't getting much done offensively, but that's a completely different animal now because he's getting them, and that probably bothers a young guy even more because he's thinking about, you know, if he'd been 50 on his breakaways, 50-50, he'd be over 10 goals by now. So, yeah, he's feeling it, and for those guys, they just kind of they got to get one to go for him, and when that does, everything relaxes and gets easier.
When you take a big picture view of this, I'm trying to get an idea of how clinical approach you take to this. You walk away from a game like this and you get a point. I don't know if there's a number in your head that you think a game like this, is it okay? Like, do you look at this as a point gained or a point lost? I don't know if
I'm going to take a bigger picture view on this game than I would on most. I got a real good idea of what happened tonight and why it happened tonight, but we won't make any excuses. We got beat in the second half of that game on some things that we can do better. But I got a pretty good idea of where our energy level is right now. We actually, in the third, while it didn't look good, found a way to grind some of those things out and do some good things that weren't easy, and there was nothing easy for us there tonight. We had a hell of a time moving that puck. We were slow. And that caused us a lot of problems. So we'll assess it. But all of this now is get them ready to play against a very fast team in the Rangers and get our legs back, get back feeling good.
I mean, over the course of the season, you're going to have your ups and your downs. You lose that lead, but at that point, you kind of put the brakes on and you hold on to that point.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
I know what you're saying.
Is there a positive to take out of that? In that, you know,
don't need a positive. We don't need a positive out of it today. Like, I don't think our emotions are low here. I think we're a little we're slow, and there's a reason for it. But we can get back to being quick, get a good night's rest, get back feeling good. There's good parts of our game. There's parts that aren't very good in that game. We had a handful of individuals I thought struggled tonight. and we'll be better the next game.